time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week I had the opportunity to sit down with Wyatt Aldrich, who is a student here and local artist in the local area. So let's take a look at the highlights of that interview. So Wyatt, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, it's super cool to be here.
If you want to just start off by telling us how you got your start and your origin story.
I just really enjoyed music for the longest time. Picked up drums. I don't even know how old I was, but I was going into middle school. Did drums in band and stuff like that. Going into high school, I wanted to play guitar. I had like some people show me stuff, and I watched some YouTube videos and all that stuff, but I mostly just kind of figured it out. I thought it was really fun to just like find like stupid stuff until you found something that sounded good, and then you just kind of figure it out. And then I took lessons, and then it kind of all came together. Right, because I figured out chords, I figured out scales. I've always just done it. I'll always do it. It's hard to really talk about that a whole lot, just because I'm like, it's like a part of me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, why do you have a right arm?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, I was born with it.
That's right. It's something innate.
Mm-hmm.
So the song that we are featuring is Morning in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us about that song, how it came to be?
Yeah, that was, I would say Morning in Space is the perfect example of the recording process also, because that was the second song that I did with this guy who really kind of accidentally showed me how to do it all. You know what I mean? Like he was like, and this is how you do that, and this is how you do this. This is what you need to get that done. Yeah. So then I went home, saved up for a couple years. I wouldn't say like years and years, but like 2 or 3 years. Bought like a brand new computer, brand new interface, you know, all the stuff. And then I just started doing it all the time. Morning in Space was, it's an overwhelming song because I was very overwhelmed at like everything. Because at that time I was just either banging out chords on the piano or the guitar and just kind of singing along and just like thinking about like, you know, like the drums would sound like this in my head, mm-hmm. you know, having no way to really like do it all, you know, like a drum track with over the piano and having it all come together. So Morning in Space, I went in with like this chord progression and the words and started from there. And then finally, after having done like the bass, I would say, and having gotten out of the way all the things that I wanted to do and all the things I didn't know I wanted to do until I got in there, you know what I mean?
Because sure.
You're like, oh, I want the drums to sound like this, and then you find like a thing and you're like, whoa, no. Maybe I want it to sound like this, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of sounds in Morning in Space. Just to be abstract, like put them in there because I loved them so much because I was so overwhelmed with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think Morning in Space is really good. Like if you were to all take it back to like when it launched, it was like right then. Like mm-hmm. right when I got done and I was like, maybe I won't go some crazy next time.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. This is Morning in Space by Wyatt Aldrich here on New Music Monday.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Tell if it's morning.
What kind of music genre would you classify yourself as?
I'll listen to like Kanye West's newest album. I'll listen to something like that, and I'll write a song that's very inspired by that, and I could write a song inspired by like the Beatles, or like I could go all over.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever sounds like any of that. It just sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the first album that I had released was very like, I wouldn't say abstract, but it had no destination.
So is there anything coming up, whether it's in the next year, next week, next month, that you're going to be doing or releasing or performing?
In March, I'm thinking the 21st, there'll be a third album. I'm trying to do like three early albums. Like I have Maxwell Adams, Early Development, and then the third one on the 21st will be MA Volume 2, which is Maxwell Adams Volume 2. Just to kind of close out, because I wrote those three albums all at the same time. And I've slowly been working on them, recording, and it was weird, like, going, because I wrote them, like a year and a half ago, and it was weird to, kind of read what I wrote, like, that long ago, and be like, oh, I remember feeling this one, you know? So it'll be, like, the third album to close out, like, what I would call, like, a Maxwell Adams trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I plan on just doing, like, much, like, getting more, way more in-depth with every little thing in detail with, like, next three that I plan to release, like, I don't know, probably like July, November, and then March of this coming year. And then I have my YouTube channel. I'm going to try to start doing stuff, but I need to start doing other things to put on there. Just something. I don't know. And then I plan on having a website by summer, by the time summer starts. Because I want to do some t-shirts, I think would be a cool thing to start with. Just like some simple t-shirts. You can stream my music on any streaming service: YouTube Tidal, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, and my Instagram is just White Aldrich on Instagram. So give me a follow. I'll know exactly where I came from.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I mean, that should do it, man.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Wyatt Aldrich with Morning in Space here on New Music Monday. So, TJ, Jamie, what did you guys think?
Yeah, I liked how he talked in the interview that he's a big fan of the Beatles and how he incorporates different artists into his music. And I think that's important to be able to have the knowledge of other artists out there and, you know, like I said, put it in your music and be able to have that wide variety of... TJ.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it was a very well engineered produced album, like you were saying earlier. It's mixed very well with different layers on top of it. I like that a lot.